With me on the line today is Hoon G, a contract technical consultant for the National Biodiesel Board. Mr. G, of course, saw a story where they talked about some school buses in Indiana that got shut down because of some fungus that grew in the biodiesel they use in those buses. What can you tell us about that kind of situation? What do you know about those kind of things?
Yeah, first of all, I don't think they're using pure biodiesel. What we say industry B100 means 100% biodiesel. Most likely they're using somewhere between B2 to B20. I just can't see anybody using higher level than 20% biodiesel in the wintertime. So without exactly knowing what type of fuel they use, we think that most likely it'd be B20 or less. In that case, microbial or fungus problem will happen in any of the diesel fuel, especially with the ultra-low sulfur diesel. Since the EPA mandated ultra-low sulfur diesel in this country, I think starting October 15th of 2006, there's a lot of issues with the people having more problems with microbial or fungus problem because of lack of sulfur in diesel fuel. Sulfur is actually prevent microbial or fungus to grow. So having no sulfur in diesel fuel now, that causes much more rapidly problem that I see around the entire country.
This sounds like it's more of a function of something else, not because this is a bio kind of product. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, and because biodiesel already is ultra-low sulfur diesel, they're actually ahead of their time, because basically biodiesel already meet ultra-low sulfur diesel requirements, since it's less than 15 ppm. Now all the diesel, or almost 80% of diesel made in this country, is at the same level as ultra-low sulfur diesel, which is also less than 15. So that is more critical to the preventing microorganism to grow than anything else. So lack of sulfur, not the biodiesel, is what causing their fungus problem in Indiana. That's my interpretation, and that's based on all the stuff that I've been hearing around the country.
So any kind of diesel fuel could be susceptible to this.
Absolutely, and I've seen quite a few people having problems with fungus or microbial problem.
I've heard that this also boils down to whether or not you get moisture in the tank, and that's what really helps spur the growth. Is that right?
Yes, moisture is the microbial need a moisture, or we should say free water, in order for them to breed and continue to multiply. So absolutely, if you have a lack of water, you're not going to have a microbial problem. If you got water in the tank, that's going to help promote growth of the either microbial or fungus.
How do we prevent this kind of fungus, especially for our folks that might be having biodiesel systems in?
Right. First thing is, I think good housekeeping, eliminate water. That'd be the number one way to prevent this thing happening. Or, they need to use some type of biocide, which is a fuel additive that kills microorganisms like fungus and microbial. So those are the two things that they could be using. Continuously monitor, check water for tank, just good handling, good storage handling practice will go a long way to prevent this kind of problem occurring.
And of course, the story talked about how the fungus had, I guess, broken loose from whatever tank it was in, and then it ended up clogging the fuel filters, which I guess is a good thing, because then you don't have that into the actual system. It sounds like this is just something people have to monitor, and if they do have a problem, make sure those filters are cleaned out.
Exactly. And even, the typical, especially fungus, are very large micron size, so that'll plug up, storage filter. If you could keep it there, that's a good thing. But a lot of times, when any of those gets loose, they go right into the bus, like especially like Indiana, the school bus, right into their bus system, and they could plug up all the storage, all the vehicle filter, and that could become even more problems. So if they catch it right at the storage, that's a lot better than winds up being all over all the school buses. Then it's a major test to clean all those buses out. You got to treat it and clean it and everything else. So it becomes a much higher or make more major test to do that. So
Mr. G, I think that answers my questions. Anything else you want to add so our audience should understand? What happens when there is fungus in biodiesel or any diesel for that matter, and what they can do to prevent it?
I mean, first of all, you should always check for water, moisture in your storage tank. Make sure, you know, there's a thing called paste, where you stick your tank and make sure there's no moisture. If it is, make sure you drain it out or pump it out. And then, my recommendation is maybe do some quarterly check on the fuel, take the bottom sample of the fuel and check for, there's a test, you know, you could do for, see if there's any microbial growth or fungus growth in the fuel. If you see that, then treat it. If you don't, and then, you know, still continuously monitor maybe every quarterly to make sure that you don't have that problem. So preventive is, to me, is worth much. You know, that is the number one goal is make sure that free of water and then check the fuel for test for the microbial. That'll go a long ways for not having this kind of problem. So
that's Hoon G, a contract technical consultant for the National Biodiesel Board. I'm John Davis reporting.